Now would you please turn to page 787 in our hymnals, and we will read responsively Psalm 62. For God alone my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from God, who alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. O God, rest my deliverance and my honor. On God, rest my deliverance and my honor. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in God at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before God, who is a refuge for us. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up. They are together lighter than a breath. Put no confidence in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this. Power belongs to God. And to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love. For you repay all according to their work.
Our second reading from the Hebrew Bible comes from the book of Jonah, Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, and then verse 10. You can find this on page 811 in the Hebrew Bible of your pew Bible, if you'd like to follow along. How many of you remember the story of Jonah? Very good. Page 811. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now, Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk. And he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on sackcloth. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our epistle lesson this morning comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 29 through 31. It can be found on page 160 of your New Testament Pew Bible. Hear these words from the Apostle Paul. "I mean, brothers and sisters, the appointed time has grown short. From now on, let even those who have wives be as though they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no possessions, and those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it. For the present form of this world is passing away." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let's turn now to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark. Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 20, continues on in the story of Jesus entering into his adult ministry. You can find that if you yank your pew Bible out in the New Testament on page 33. Today we have the transition between, the final transition between John the Baptist and Jesus. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I love the image that's on the front of your bulletin. It is that calling moment when Jesus called the two of his many apostles. And as clearly you just heard, as I mentioned earlier, the scripture passages in today's lectionary are all pretty short, but they fit within a larger context, within the greater story that today has the same message as last week. And that is this message: God calls each of God's people to respond to divine love in a manner that furthers God's kingdom on earth. As you consider the passages from Jonah, from Mark, and then from 1 Corinthians, we see a Trinitarian pattern: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God Almighty speaks to Jonah. Jesus calls several fishermen from the nets. And finally, Paul reminds his congregation in Corinth that the Holy Spirit is calling them to live a holy, expectant life within and despite the secular world that surrounds them. Each of these stories has something that can teach us about God and something to teach us about that called person. And that in turn can help you understand your own call and how you should respond. It can also help us collectively to understand how God is calling our church into mission and ministry. If you look and think a little more broadly at the whole story of Jonah, you'll remember that God initially called Jonah to go to Nineveh, but that Jonah responded by going in exactly the opposite direction. Jonah survives a huge storm on the sea when he is thrown overboard by the captain and the crew, and then he is swallowed by a large fish. Most of us probably learned this story in Sunday school, that Jonah was swallowed by a whale. Anyway, after spending 3 days in the belly of this fish, in the belly of this whale, Jonah had done a lot of introspection and praying to God before he is finally spit out, regurgitated onto the shore. So it is at this point, with Jonah pulling himself off of the sand and wiping whale spit off of him, that God calls a second time, as this scripture passage begins today. This time, however, Jonah responds by following God's call, and he actually shows up in Nineveh. When he's only partway, one-third way across the city, Jonah finds success in his prophetic calling. The sinful people turn from their evil ways to follow God once again, and God relents in mercy and does not destroy the people or their city, much to Jonah's chagrin. The passage from Mark, from that gospel, is fairly straightforward and probably quite familiar to many of you, hopefully to all of you. Jesus calls Simon, Andrew, James, and John to leave their prosperous profession as fishermen to join in Jesus' ministry. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately, they left their nets and they followed him. The response of these would-be disciples is obviously the exact opposite of Jonah's reaction to God's call. When Jesus calls these four fishermen, they respond immediately, and their lives would never again be the same. Simon, Andrew, James, and John followed Jesus out of love and commitment, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." Time would tell as you read through the Bible, but over the years of their ministry, these four fishermen would be successful in their calling as well. Although it's very short, and this Sunday it didn't involve fornication, the passage from Paul's message, as he was speaking to the churches in Corinth, calls the people to respond to the Holy Spirit. Christians of Paul's time fully believed that Jesus was right now on his way back to earth, that it was a matter of weeks or even months before the second coming would occur. These people felt a real sense of urgency that God's call to holiness and good works deserved their absolute and immediate attention. Paul is adamant that they should follow the call closely because he says the present form of the world is passing away. Couldn't we say the exact same thing today? What became absolutely clear was that even though Jesus didn't come back in their lifetimes, perhaps not even in ours, their lives and the world that they knew would never again be the same. And that brings us back to your calling and the church's calling. Each of us has a unique calling, and each of us responds to God's call in a different manner. But you need to be absolutely clear about this. God is calling you to do your part in the fulfillment of God's kingdom. It's very personal. Now, I don't believe that God is calling you to head off tomorrow for Nineveh. Which direction would you go anyway? Nor is God probably calling you to drop everything, to leave your family, your home, and all your earthly possessions to walk across the Holy Land. But God is asking for your love and your commitment to do what you can to further the kingdom. Prayer, reflection, Bible study, and conversations with other Christian people can help you discern what it is that you ought to do and what our church ought to do as well. Jesus fully understood that he was calling fishermen into the ministry because he knew these men individually and intimately, and he knew what they were capable of doing and what they would refuse to do. Melba Taylor often repeats this truth: God doesn't call the equipped, God equips the called. God knows you and how you'll respond to what you believe is a true calling from God. And when you do respond, the Holy Spirit will help provide you with everything you need to be successful in that ministry. It's okay to be confused and wondering. In fact, it's probably better. Well, it's been my experience that more of us respond just like Jonah rather than the way these fishermen did. For my own part, I know that I spent more than 2 years denying God's call, going in nearly the opposite direction, before finally I responded and began the process of becoming an ordained elder in the United Methodist Church. I was fully happy being a park ranger at Mesa Verde. Much of our learning in school, and a good bit of the training that you probably got in your jobs, concentrated on how to be a good leader. But I firmly believe that our participation in the faith community of the church requires that we have training and practice in the craft of being a good follower. None of us will always be successful in our attempts to follow Jesus through mission work and ministry, but we need to have the courage to try and the freedom to fail. Christian people in the 21st century need to understand, just as Paul's contemporaries came to understand, that the present form of this world is passing away. Responding to God's call today is not like it was in our parents' or our grandparents' time. We need to try new approaches, new ideas in our attempts to reach the people of today. But be clear, the gospel is the same. God's holy word will always be the same. But we need to respond to this world and to this people in novel and creative ways. Jesus is calling out to each of us, "Follow me and I will make you fish for people." It's time for each of us individually and for all of us collectively, together, to plan a holy fishing trip. The time is now to respond to God's call. Amen.